Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Pennelli.
Think we should wait a little bit? Well, oh, wow. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting live from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Captain John Reagan's in the studio. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
And standing next to Captain John Reagan is John Stadtmiller, CEO of Republic Broadcasting Network. He's in the studio with us. And next to him is Lark in Texas. And downstairs in the kitchen is Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And I'll tell you what, this morning there were a whole bunch of us here. We had Grace Thorne. Well, she's Grace Thorne still in the kitchen with Mrs. Finelli. And J.C. Cole was here. And Rich Sheben left for the airport. So it was a pretty wild night. You guys were pretty late last night, weren't you?
We were something or other.
Yeah. well, let's John Reagan, let's swing the microphone over, if you don't mind, to John Stadtmiller. Let's now. And okay. John, we're switching headphones and John Stadtmiller is going to be hopping in the vehicle and traveling back to Round Rock, Texas in a few minutes, but I've asked him if he'd join us. So, John Stadtmiller, welcome.
I'm sorry, I was in the kitchen. Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Very, very well. Hey, you guys must be worn out.
No. No, I've been doing expos for 20 years, Vince, and it's a breeze. I'm ready to do one again this week.
Are you serious?
No.
Because everybody I know is absolutely worn out from sitting in seminars, taking notes, writing as fast as they can, meeting with the exhibitors, carrying packages of products they've bought and survival items. It's just
it was a great, great show.
How would you describe it?
Catching a talk show host off guard. Okay, description.
Yep.
Funny.
Mm-hmm.
Very informative.
Mm-hmm.
Heartwarming.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm running out of adjectives. It was a great time. The information. It was a different expo than you've ever done before. And I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Why do you say it was different?
It was different because there was a different feel about it. I mean, there's a lot of fear out there.
Yeah.
People are afraid that government's listening to their conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Shh, don't tell anybody, but they are.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of fear out there. And people, my talk that I gave centered around choices. You know, I think I named the seminar, I Told You So. But we're starting to self-censor ourselves. The fear factor is starting to creep into people's dialectics, into their souls, into their minds.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, I've gone through a transformation this past weekend. I really have. And I'm going to be approaching things a little bit differently from here on out. It's going to be dynamic. The information is still going to flow, but there's going to be a different tone to it.
I'm glad you said that. And that, as you were saying that, John Stadtmiller, What came to my mind is something George W. Bush said. You know, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists.
We're on the hunt.
Well, I'm serious. You're either with us or you're not with us. By the way, I can pick up all that sound.
Oh, I know. I'm trying to be very quiet. No, yeah. I wasn't successful.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that, you know, either you're with us and you stand and you say no when you should say no. You, you know, agree when you should agree. You need more?
Just a little bit more.
Okay. All right. How about that?
That's perfect.
Okay. Yeah, and that was one of the things that that some people took away. We did a little presentation or a little monologue during the banquet meal about saying no. You know, you just because some clerk says, you know, they need your ID, you just don't have to do that.
Yeah.
You don't have to comply.
Yeah.
Passive resistance. I mean, it's not like there's going to be a shootout. It's just, you know, you may not get your purchases.
Yeah. And you know, there's all sorts of ways that that we can use to, and the whole point of this is we're a country. We're deeply in trouble. We're deeply divided. We have instigators and race baiters out there. We've got front groups that are fronted by different organizations promoting hate.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know me for a lot of years.
Yeah.
Am I a hateful person?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
But that doesn't mean I'm a softie either.
Right.
But we have a great country kind of going downhill fast.
Well, it's because of some defective people who want it to go down. Now, the rest of us who are not defective don't want it to go down, and we're doing our best to keep it from going down. You know, John, I got over the years, I've gotten a couple complaints. When I started broadcasting on a radio station in Springfield, Missouri, this woman called the station and was angry. She said, if that guy, meaning me, doesn't love this country, he should leave it. And I said, I got this email from her about this. And I wrote this response and I read it on the air. And I said, actually, I love this country. I want them to leave it.
Last night, I had my T-shirt on. What did it say? I love my country. It's my government I fear. You know where that T-shirt came from? Talk show host in Detroit, Michigan, by the name of Mark Scott.
Hmm.
Mark Scott being an ex-Marine, conservative guy, doing all the stuff that he's supposed to be doing on air,
right.
But he thought people like me were just absolutely nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he and I got to be friends because I got to talk with him. And he totally changed his program. And it was kind of strange because he had people like Morris Dees coming on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I called into a show one day and I made Morris Dees so angry that he literally took his telephone and threw it up against the wall. And Mr. Scott says, well, I guess we lost our guest. But I, as a caller, was on for about 5 or 10 more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, once you break through perception,
mm-hmm.
you break through those paradigms, mm-hmm. then you can start communicating with each other. And we became fast friends. He's now dead.
Mm-hmm.
Rest his soul. But he was another champion for liberty, not just being a conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And I pay my taxes, and I say the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'm American, love it or leave it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John, we've got a caller, Jeannie from Missouri. Jeannie, you're on the air with John Stadtmiller, John Reagan, and me, Vin Finelli. Welcome.
Good morning, Vincent. I wanted to talk about
good morning.
Expo.
Okay. Tell us about the Expo.
Well, I'm horribly disappointed. I couldn't see and do everything I wanted to do, and I have been to all of them since the one at the old Sears building in Springfield. I have been to every one, and everyone I've said, this was better than the last one. I don't know how you can keep that up, but I felt like I was among friends all weekend, you know? It was.
You were.
Yeah.
Did you, Jeannie,
old friends.
Right. Jeannie, did you see anybody maybe who came up to you with, like, overwhelming tears in their eyes? Because people came up to me, and I got more hugs this weekend, you know, than I've ever had in my entire life. People I don't even know, guys, gals, all walks of life, lots of hugs and tears in some of their eyes. Tears of thanks.
It was amazing. It was beyond belief. I have so many new friends, and so many of the new ones, I don't even know their names. But it was just like all weekend long, but it was so overwhelming. My head is still spinning.
Yeah,
and
well,
I feel like it'll spin tomorrow, too, because of tonight at the meetup is going to be amazing, I'm sure.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm trying my best to gently persuade John Stadtmiller to hang around for the meetup tonight.
Ain't happening. Ain't happening, brother.
And Dr. Joel Wallach will be here. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is going to be at the, you know, the meetup with Dr. Joel Wallach, and we're going to make lots of noise. And I asked him, said, you know, normally we shut down the meetup at 8 o'clock, and it's going to be a busy meetup, and we'd like to stay a little longer. I remember the meetups when we used to stay till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. Remember that?
Oh yeah. I was just glad I didn't have to get up and go to work the next day.
Yeah, Jeannie, what was? Can you mention a few of the highlights for you of the expo?
You know, I think I have a Ricky Rocket overload because I was there Friday,
yeah,
and
right,
then Saturday.
You think you do?
Last night.
Do you think you have overload? I had to sleep in the same room with this guy for the last three nights.
My sympathies. You know, Richard is like a foreign language. The more you listen to him, the more you can understand. But I'm not.
Oh, his new name
I'm
now
still
is
at
Ricky
the point
Rocket.
Where it drops off.
His real name now is Ricky Rocket, because
of
he's
course.
Always going off. Yeah,
yeah, he's
a lot of fun. I said good morning to John Reagan the Sunday morning, I think it was. I said, good morning, John. And he goes, good morning. I don't go off like Vince does when I say good morning, Vince. And I miss John and Becky so much. And it was so good to see him. I'm so glad he could come.
Well, yeah, you're going to see John Reagan tonight.
Good.
And we're all excited about that.
Yeah, I'm sitting here taking up time.
What do you mean we're not going to see you tonight?
No.
What do you mean?
He's talking without a microphone.
Give him a microphone.
Yeah, it'll make a bunch of noise.
Yeah, that's okay. What do you...
I got his headphones.
He needs his headphones. we just went into a break. Hey, John, what were we going to say? We're going into a break, John. Say it. What do you mean we're not going to see you? We are going to see you.
I'm going to be heading home after the show today.
You serious?
Yeah.
I'm pretty bummed out. Okay. All right. Well, I guess you're not going to see John Reagan.
Okay. Oh, well.
All right. We're going into a break, and we'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements. Class, we want to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top-of-the-line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Help me.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Larkin, Texas. He's got a grin on his face. Larkin, Texas is with us. He's been with us for the Get Prepared Expo, and we're delighted he's stayed at the farm with us. Welcome, Lark in Texas.
Good morning.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, Lark, you're going to be riding back to Texas with John Stattmiller in a few minutes, and we're going to miss having you around. What a great chef you are. Wow, you made a fabulous breakfast for the faculty here who is staying at the farm. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
It was really hard keeping up with Sandy, I have to tell you.
Hey, do you have a reaction to the expo? I'd love to know what your thoughts were.
Vinny, I had a terrible time.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, everybody I met was better prepared than me, smarter than me, nicer than me.
Not
sure. I was so humbled. It was actually a lovely experience. And I made a lot of new friends. And
right.
It was quite a shock to me to see people approach me that knew my name. They were total strangers, so that was a new experience for me.
Well, you know, you've been on the air, and you've been teaching on the air, and that's what you do. You're not in the comedy aisle of broadcasting. You are in the education aisle. And, you know, I want to thank you. I'll tell you one of the reasons why I want to thank you. There are many reasons, but this is just one. What you have decided to do is combat the educational deficiencies in the United States of America by raising the bar of increasing the number of letters in the words that you use. You've gone into polysyllabic words, which people are, you know, it's a stretch for many of us, and we need that. If you talk to some people in uniform, that you know, most of the vocabulary is four-letter words. I mean, we need to get them to 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12. Don't you think?
Well, at least be aware of them. And even if they're difficult to pronounce, it really just takes minimal effort to learn of these things. And as soon as you learn of them, the question you must ask is, well, how does this school of thought or ideology touch upon my life?
Right.
And why is it significant?
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we extrapolate from that how we can adapt this new knowledge into our own thought processes. And I think, in turn, be better prepared for what lies ahead and what exists today with the reality.
Lark, you know, as I think back to, yesterday, the day before, and the day before at the Get Prepared Expo, every single person there was concerned. There's a heightened sense of alarm, if you will. People are very, very concerned about the unknown. They don't. Not one person there said, "Hey, things are great. You know, I'm all excited because tomorrow's going to be better than today." It's exactly the opposite. Did you sense that the same kind of thing that I felt? I don't mean to be negative about it, but because they're concerned about it, they want to prepare and survive through it. Is that what you saw, or did you see something different?
No, I had a different, a definite sense of that, and yet a different sense as well. And that is that I always try to remember that people who are caught up in criminal protection rackets and organized crime today really oftentimes have no idea, because we're so compartmentalized in our access to information. And we live in a world that's increasingly one in which the individual is on a need-to-know basis, it seems, particularly if they're attached to any collectivist entity.
Mm-hmm.
And the same is true of the law enforcement personnel. And so I typically try to just remember the golden rule, no matter who I'm dealing with. And I don't allow people to touch my buttons if I can help it. And
So you're not Italian?
I'm just an American.
Oh, jeez.
But oftentimes, I can't call for backup in many situations when I'm in the field. But somehow they can. So I'm quickly outnumbered.
They bring their backup with them.
Oh, yeah. And nowadays they can, of course, surveil your plates. And,
yeah.
They know everything about you.
Yeah.
And that's all part and parcel of what occurred in the early to mid-90s with the communitarian programs like POP and COPS and COMPASS and ABCD and all tied to diffusion centers.
Hey, we're going into a break. Lark in Texas. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Class, we want to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan, you can't say we're not prepared. We're running the next Expo commercials right now, a year in advance. Yeah, so we have finished this year's Expo, and the commercials are still running. So if you're interested in another Expo, we'll keep you posted. John Reagan, Lark is next to you. John, what are your thoughts about what you saw at the expo? Why don't you bring that microphone really close to you? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, this expo was rather different, and it started Friday night. I barely got in before the dinner started Friday night, and I'm walking out of the expo hall, and pretty much coming my direction is Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And we get a chance to chat for about 5 minutes before the dinner, and you think I drop bad news now and then.
Yeah.
I'm no match for Rick.
Yeah.
And
you're talking about the news he had.
Yeah. And you know, there's a number of reasons why I decided to not go to the meetup tonight. I was originally planning on doing that. But you know, like I say, I am hurting. I do need to get back home, and you know, I do have another crosstown move coming up.
Yeah.
So combined with the news that Rick has, I figure it'd be better for me just to try and get my news to the meetup at another time, because Rick's is so much more important right now.
All right. What we're what we're talking about, class, is that Dr. Richard Allen Miller has some information about climate change. Abrupt, really abrupt climate change. And he'll be on the air with us on Thursday, and we're going to spend about 2 hours on that, so you do not want to miss that. So we had an extra seminar that we had not planned on for the expo, and that was last night from 6 o'clock till about 9 o'clock, 8:30 or 9 o'clock, and pretty serious. So we're going to talk about that tonight at the meetup with Rick Miller, and Dr. Joel Wallach will be with us, and some of your other instructors. So that's tonight at Jimmy's Egg. John Stettmiller, did you have anything you want to say? You want Lark to leave, Lark? Do you have okay, John Stettmiller is pulling you out of the studio. Do you have any final parting words?
Oh, I just want to say that I'm grateful to John, and grateful to you, Vinny, and to your lovely wife and your family, and all the fine people I met at the expo. It was a memorable experience, because for the first time, a lot of people got to see my face,
mm-hmm.
and I got to see theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And this was really a press the flesh experience that I had been putting off for some time.
Yeah, and it's great to have you here. You know, it's really interesting. Mrs. Finelli brought in a case of microphones. So John Stettmiller just opened the case of microphones. He's pulling Lark out of the studio. He grabbed a microphone.
It's in my phone.
You just couldn't resist, right? You saw a microphone and said, where's my chair? So, all right. So we've got to get you a cable now. So,
I already got that.
You got a cable?
Oh.
You know, all right, let's plug it into the mixer. What? Boy. Okay, so, Lark, please continue while we work on this.
Well, and then, of course, having dinner here at the farm and breakfast at the farm was a lot of fun. You remember, a city slicker like me doesn't get to hear a rooster crow at 4:30 in the morning. And and I'm not used to a zoo like we have here between the people and the animals and the pets and all the calves in the pasture. It was quite a sight to see.
Yeah, I kind of feel sorry for Vincent. Because when he goes to the Three Ring Circus, it's got to seem slow compared to what life is like here on the farm.
Oh, indeed. I mean, this guy is a major domo wherever he steps foot. But, you know, I was impressed with Sandy, his wife, who was really like the Energizer Bunny, always with a smile on her face, and she still has not stopped since about 4 this morning. So I'm quite impressed with really all of that. But otherwise, soon we'll have John with some parting shots, and then he's going to whisk me out the door, and we're on our way back to Texas. And I can't say enough about the time that I had down here, and the wonderful people, the
contact information that I exchanged, and I was particularly delighted at the end of my presentation that a lot of new friends came to join me at the front there, and because it looked to me as if they were genuinely interested in what I had to say, and that was really touching. And what I try to convey is that I wanted more young people to get this information because they have fresh minds and they're curious, and they'll take the ball and take it forward.
And I mean, it's just so hard to. I've been to 6 of the 7 expos, and you saw how many seminars there are, and it's not like there's a bunch of fluff out there. There's a lot of good information, and it was even like during some of the time slots I was there, you know, gee, I'd kind of like to go to this seminar, but I have to be somewhere else. And I guess in some ways it's almost overwhelming because there is a lot to do, but I try to, step back and, say to people, just got to take it step by step. You can identify what you need to do, what you need to get, the skills you need to acquire, prioritize it, and, it's kind of like eating an elephant. You do it one bite at a time. And speaking of elephants, how do you like Vince's dog?
Oh, the Mastiffs. Oh, I especially like TJ. He's the youngster. And because he reminds me of my own half German Shepherd, half Lab. But yeah, he was just one of all the dogs. I don't know that they've given the rooster and the chickens a name, but I wouldn't be surprised.
that rooster. Okay, John Statmiller, your microphone should be live right now. Yet that rooster was given to us by John Dollarheit. He came to a meetup and he said, this is for you. And it was a computer box, a tall tower box. And in that box was this rooster. And he said 4:30 this morning he started. He's pretty late. Normally he starts up around 3:30 and he winds up all the other animals and then they start. So we get the barking and the chickens, early in the morning. So let's see. We got it now. Got it. Yep. Your mic is hot.
Woo-hoo.
Hi, John Reagan.
We now have a three-way in the studio.
Hey, Vince Spinelli.
Yeah, it's working. Yeah. So, that was kind of interesting. So we needed to get some microphones and some cords and get it all running while we're live on the air. It does a lot of fun. That's kind of what the expo was like, right?
and it got done.
Yes. I was thinking that the expo, for me, was controlled chaos at best. That's kind of how it was for me.
I just enjoyed sitting back and watching you run around like a chicken with your head cut off, speaking of chickens. That was a lot of fun.
So, John, who did you meet that you found interesting and whom you have not met in the faculty?
Ricky Rocket. I interviewed John Reagan. John, when did I interview you?
I think that was back November, December.
Oh, okay. Was it that long ago?
I believe it was.
All right. Well, time flies when we're having so much fun.
You know, when Ricky walks into a room, everything changes.
I mean, you think?
and for those who have a chance to come to the meetup tonight, they're going to see Ricky. Ricky without restraint. I mean,
oh my God!
Seriously,
he's a combination. He is Mike Ma fused with Vince Vannelli. If you could imagine that.
Now you have to explain who Mike Ma is for those who are new to the class.
Oh, Mike Ma. Well, you know him better than I do. I've never interviewed the guy on the air, but I've met him up here several times at your expos.
Yeah.
Comes up from Guatemala.
Yep.
Came and shot the hell out of the house and most of the occupants here. That much I know. You still have the scars to prove it. I've seen him. He is just a very interesting man that is, I don't know his full background, And I think he'd have to kill me if I did know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah. He very, very, very interesting guy. He can teach self-defense like nobody I've ever seen.
Right.
He is, if there is the master of gunmanship, he is one of them.
Yeah. Did you meet Ed Mailer?
Ed Mailer.
Yeah, he's our Apache.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
he was telling us a story about how he was in Springfield, Missouri, and his SWAT team showed up because he had a sword. He's a knife maker. He makes knives. He makes Damascus steel, and so he had this sword hanging from his belt. And the cops came, and they gave him a hard time, told him he couldn't have a knife, you know, longer than 5.5 inches. And he said it was 23.5 inches. And they said if he didn't take it off, they were going to arrest him. And he told them, no, they're not going to arrest him. And they said, like, yeah, we are. He said, you have no idea what this thing does to body armor. And they said to him, are you threatening us? And he said, oh, no, sir. Apaches never threaten anybody.
White man.
So he won't go to Springfield. He will not go to Springfield. He won't go to a gun show in Springfield. So, you know, it's really interesting how we all come to these independent decisions that are so similar. I won't go to Springfield for an expo either.
What a conflagration of characters.
Yeah, and it's not like we planned it. We just, you know, we meet each other and we go, yeah, me too.
Class, we want to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
This is your captain, John Regan, here at the Funny Farm. Vincent Fennelly, John Statmiller in Larkin, Texas. I think all a little post-expo syndrome here.
Thank you.
Your mic is on.
Funny Farm, did he say?
The Funny Farm.
I represent that.
You know, I think we're all kind of worn out, right?
I'm over the high side, man.
Are you really?
Yeah. I'm in a twilight zone someplace.
Yeah.
I am another person today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's good. It's good to see you.
Well,
it really is. And
it's good to be alive.
Yeah. And I took the keys out of all the tractors.
Well, and you know what? I told your wife what you had said, and I said, well, you tell Fennelly if he doesn't put the keys back in the tractor, I'm not bringing his favorite coffee up to him. How do you like them beans?
Yeah, I think our class knows the story about the tractors.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, John Regan, what kind of bad news do you have for us?
Let me go ahead and say that for past the top of the hour. I want to jump back into the Dr. Richard Allen Miller thing.
Okay.
Because you're using comparisons to other instructors that some of our class may not have met and can't really totally relate to.
Okay.
But there is a little bit of a more mainstream cultural reference for those of you that have seen the TV show Fringe.
Yeah.
You know, you have Walter, who's the almost mad scientist on that show. And he and Rick are... similar in a lot of ways.
That is Rick. It really is Rick. That one of the things that I hear about Rick a lot, and we can talk about him because he's on one floor down from us.
Yeah, I had to chain him up down in the basement.
People say, boy, I just love Richard Allen Miller. He's great. I just don't know what he's saying.
He's high energy.
I love listening and learning. I just don't get it. Isn't that true?
Yeah, and that happens a lot when you have PhDs.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's he have a pile high and deep in?
He's a physicist.
Oh, okay.
He's an anesthesiologist.
Okay.
And he was involved with the U.S. Navy, and he was involved with chemical experimentation. And he decided that he wasn't going to mess around with those guys anymore because he didn't like what they were doing. You know, a lot of us had jobs back in the 80s, and we were kind of compartmentalized. And we built things for corporations, and we thought, you know, we're doing the right thing because our company needs this. And we didn't really understand all the long-term ramifications. For example, a personal computer comes out, and everybody thinks it's a pretty cool toy. Now it's used to spy on us. You know, they build servers with them, and they're used to house data and spy on us and use them for license plate scanners. And, you know, it's endless.
Oh, hell, so, I'm getting depressed.
what I'm saying is, you know, that happened with Rick Miller. He was involved in some experimentation. And he realized.
Was he the tester or the testee?
Both.
Oh, God.
All the above.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. All the above.
Well, I got to have this guy on the air.
Yeah.
You know what? We're coming up on break. How long before break here?
A couple minutes.
Okay. I'm going to get out of here.
All right.
I'll turn it back over to Captain John and Dr. Finelli over here. And I appreciate what you've done.
Well,
I appreciate you putting me up at the house here, putting up with me.
We're not putting up with you. We love you here. And by the way, I want to thank you for putting USAPrepares.com on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Which they can't hear today.
Yeah, you have a technical difficulty, and that's why you're racing back to Texas from Missouri to do that. But
and I hope I don't get a speeding ticket going back like I had one coming up here.
Well, just go 5 miles per hour under.
Well, no. Mach 3 with my hair on fire, but this time I'll make sure the radar detector is on. Right, Lark? Hey, Vince, thank you very much. Captain John, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Lark in Texas, John Stattmiller, thanks for being with us. And John Reagan and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements and top of the hour news. I'm Vince Finelli.
Coast to Coast listeners, I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall
call between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal service.